Scurry Face presents Night of the Living Dreads podcast with your host, Otis B. Dreads, Jack L. Munford, Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Indie horror has a new home.
It may want to move after this episode. Have to look at my fucking mug all day, or at least for an hour. Jackal Monkey, it is Night of the Living Dreads. I am Otis B. Dreads, and of course, Jackal Monkey. He is on the red phone.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's here, but
you can't see my ugly ass, but I'm here.
He's pulling a John Cena on us, so you got to look at my mug all night. You can't see him. Can't see him. Welcome, Scurry Face. Welcome, Corinne, in the chat. There we got some coming in. Got this, you know, here's the thing about this show. We were literally going to not do a show. I even made a post and was like, look, we're not going to do it. You were going to be out of town, my friend. And
last minute things came up. Yeah, so we didn't go.
And then I was like, well, do you want to do the show then? And you're like, hell, why not? We might as well. Okay, so I had to go back and retract everything that I said. hello, Victor. Vice Versa is with us here, and all I can hear is her saying my name, Otis, because they don't say the T. Mike Phelps, welcome. Not the Olympic swimmer who got busted for smoking the devil's lettuce.
Not that one.
But welcome, everyone. We're gonna do a little movie review tonight. Welcome, Chaos.
Is that Cake
McCarthy? That's a new one. What's happening? Bubba Killam has joined us. Got a nice little crowd coming in here. Awesome.
Okay.
And we're going to do a little movie review because, again, we weren't going to go on. Then we decided to, and it was a last minute thing. We really tried hard to, possibly get us a guest, but that is kind of hard at last minute trying to do it on that day. It doesn't always work out. Sometimes it does. Other times, most of the time, I think not so much. So we decided, and as you can see over here, little Otis, I stick my finger up his ass right there. Little Otis, letting you know this is parental advisory, explicit content.
Warning.
There's going to be some F-bombs dropped. Put the kiddies in the other room and turn this down or put your headphones on because it is 18 and over type show. We got
some turn them shit.
We also have the new, I'm sure a lot of you probably had seen over there at Scurry Face yesterday, 7 p.m. Eastern, they premiered the new intro for the Scare Actor Spectacular. The fourth volume. So I have that to roll. That beautiful bean footage to roll coming up right around the halfway point. I think we'll knock one of these movies out because we do got two that we're going to talk about. And then we'll get into, that. It's going to be, just who knows? It may go an hour. It may not. You know, who knows? I guess you have to stick around and find out. Let's see. NightoftheLivingDreads.com is where you can check out the audio version of this right here, or you can go to our YouTube and look at this mug all over again. That's right. I don't suspect many's going to be doing that. So let's see. Am I missing anything? What am I missing?
I don't think so.
Nothing I can think of. No, we got. Did you want to mention anything about the projects we were talking before we went on air about the Farm Boys and different projects like that? I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah. Not really. We're working on a project called the Farm Boys. It's sort of a post-apocalyptic, I guess a reverse home invasion.
Interesting.
I mean, would be the way to put it. I mean, it's a group of people, trying to get the hell out of Dodge whenever shit goes down, and they stop at a house for help, but They're gonna slowly regret, or very quickly rather, stopping there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm gonna talk to a few other people and see about that. But I'm hoping to have some really big news, you know, for everybody here in Scary Face, you know. So
awesome.
Be on the lookout, you know. Be on the lookout for that, because we got some shit coming this year.
Yeah, this is going to be a really fun year. A lot of firsts for me, being involved in some of your projects. It's going to be a first for all of it, really, and as well as yourself. It's going to be a first in a lot of this.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really exciting year. Speaking of Scary Face again, as I see, we have. Oh my goodness. My hold on.
Huh?
Hold on here. Hold on now. I just had a brain fart, sorry.
I can't see.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm blind.
Well, here's the thing. You'll probably get a lot of this from me, and I have a good damn reason. We have breakfast food. I love breakfast food for dinner. And yeah, you can kind of see where this is going.
I already know where this is going.
Yeah, we've been, me and Mrs. Dreads have been experimenting with doing some, infusing our foods with such thing as a cannabis infused, or oil infused with cannabis. I'm a medical patient, so people know me, I love the sweet leaf. And the eggs are starting to kick in. That's all I'm going to say.
The eggs, man.
It's the eggs, man. my goodness. Keep it here, though. Keep it here. We have Straps and Bruiser coming on Scary Face. Oh. They're going to be coming up. It's going to be 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. Go check them out. If you're just hanging around Scary Face, that's the place to be.
You're goddamn right.
Before we get into our first movie called Steakland. It's two words. I messed that up at first. I thought it was all one word. It's two words. Came out in 2011. This was an interesting movie. I got the trailer. Yeah. I'd like to play for you guys real quick to kind of get us going here. Here it is. Steakland from 2011.
Call me Martin. I've seen things you wouldn't believe. Things a boy shouldn't see. I was like any other kid. I didn't believe in the boogeyman. Then the world woke up to a nightmare.
Welcome to Steakland, kid. Get your boots on, your guns ready. We're gonna put some distance between us and this place.
We were on our own now, traveling through a ruined land. We live by his rules or we die. Or worse, we die and we come back.
How many of those things have you killed?
Not enough.
Like Mister says, live free or die trying.
Keep your weapons close and ready.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna kill that thing.
Go with God.
Lock the door. How many of them things out there?
One. She's really pissed off.
The There you go. What did you? I'll let you start this out, Jackalmonkey. You picked this one. You had never seen it before. I thought this was just a
random, yeah, random fucking pick, man.
What'd you think of it?
Yeah, you know, like I thought it was good, man. Like the fucking the acting was good. The effects were pretty goddamn good. Mm-hmm. The pacing was fucking fantastic. Like the storyline, because I mean, it's basically, again, it's one of those. I'm on a post apocalyptic fucking kick today. I don't know what the deal is.
No, it is, but, right.
I mean, it's. But I mean, it's not like you're because most of the time, if it's post apocalyptic, you know, there's, and it's horror, it's usually zombies.
Zombies, exactly, man. And when first time I watched this, which was a while ago, I'm thinking that's what these are. Even though they kept saying vamp this, vamp that, a vamp pandemic is how all of this started. That just shut the whole, you know, United States down. And I thought these are like vampires. They're sometimes a little bit hard to distinguish between the two, whether they're vampires or whether they're zombies.
Right. So, I mean, this was definitely, you know, something fucking refreshing, you know, on that, you know, in that sense, you know, because it was, I mean, like I said, there's movies that have done, you know, the vampire apocalypse thing before, you know, too, sure, you know, but it's not done nearly as often as fucking zombie apocalypse type shit.
Right. It had 28 Days of Night or something like that?
Yeah,
30 Days of Night. That's the kind of vampires which you saw in the trailer. That's the kind of vampires you can take and look forward to in this movie. And here's the thing,
right?
Like other zombie movies, and the one that pops into my head is Zombieland. They had different kinds of zombies. You had your homers, right? Don't waste your ammo on the homers. You had, you know, your, what was it, like a T-8 or something? You couldn't kill them sons of bitches. So you also have different kinds of vampires here. Mm. Certain ones you can drive the stake right through the heart. Other ones you have to go through like the base of the skull. And I'm going to tell you what, and tell me if this was how you were, you know, you took it too. This movie, it had, for one, really good character development, I thought. I thought it did an excellent job at getting you invested in these characters. Welcome, Dustin. Dustin is a local guy here, good friend of mine. Worked with him.
The music too, man.
The atmospheric. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That was my second point. Very atmospheric. The music, the camera, the different shots that you took. It was like you were right there traveling with them. You felt for them. There wasn't always dialogue. You were feeling what these people were going through. And I thought that came through really well. Do you agree?
Oh, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, dude, like, it was, there were so many great fucking things about this movie. And like I said, and looking back at it too, like I said, after I watched the movie, I started looking more into it. And like I say, it was, I think the budget was like $625,000 or something like that. I mean, it was a lot of fucking money. Mm-hmm. But they ended up at the box office only making like $33,000. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, they took a big hit, you know, with that. Yeah.
Like I said, I personally probably would have tried to call it something else. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I mean, because it was a damn good movie, man. Like you said, what, the character development was fucking there. Like I said, the pacing I thought was fucking was perfect.
Yeah,
goddamn,
it was
near
spot on. The pacing of it was spot on. Just when you felt like, oh, am I going to get bored with this? No, bam, something happened and brought you right back into it.
Right, exactly. Like you weren't left hanging for too long about, oh, God. Well, goddamn, come on now. Like, when, you know, when's something else going to fucking happen?
Exactly.
Like, Friends, It Follows. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like that fucking movie. I didn't really care for it.
Really? I don't think I've seen it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if I've seen it. Yeah. Yeah.
The sex monster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even think I've seen it.
Oh shit! Like I don't know, man. Like a lot of people fucking rave and rave and rave. But see, like, and I can do slow burns. Like, I fucking loved Hereditary. That's one of my favorite fucking horror movies.
There's a lot of people that, you know, have the same feeling about that, which I have seen, I think, bits and pieces. Usually I put these fucking movies on at night and ended up going to sleep, you know, passing out in the middle. I've seen like parts of like every horror movie probably made. I just never seen them all. No, not really. But yeah, now I think Thomas, he said vampire, and I'll just throw it up here on the screen. Vampire apocalyptic movie with a lot of shooting.
It's not one of those ones where, you know, it's you know, where you're just like, goddamn, like, when's the next, you know, when's this motherfucker gonna be over? Like, come on now.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like that at all. Like you were saying, like, whenever you're fucking getting ready for something, bam, like, you get fucking nailed with something else, like, oh, shit.
The Day. Check out The Day, Thomas says, from 2011. I've never heard of that one.
Ooh.
I've never heard of that one.
I don't think I've heard of that one either. I have to see the cover.
This was like you said, it and you know what? It was downright fucking sad. And it did, this don't have a, you know, a cast, you know, this ain't chopped liver cast. We have Kelly McGillis, okay, who played Tom Cruise's girlfriend in Top Gun. We have Danielle Harris is in this.
I was like, is that Danielle Harris? I was like, holy shit, is Danielle Harris. Like, it took me a second. I was like, holy shit, that is her.
Right. So there weren't like, you know, now other than them two, I didn't really, had never really heard of, you know, any of the other characters. So yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But, yeah.
Same here. But they all did a fucking good, badass job though.
Yeah, I thought so too. I really did. I thought that, you know, thing, you know, it moved. And I'm glad you brought that up, the pace of it, because it was like every time you turn around is, you know, you say, okay, they slow you down. And then bam, next thing you know, you got these sons of bitches running after you. And they were some creepy ass zombies. Again, it was like 30 Days of Night type zombies. These sons of bitches are running after you. I mean, this isn't your Bela Lugosi, you know, vampires here. Yeah, I mean, this ain't your grandpappy's vampires.
Right. It's like fucking Dawn of the Dead, like how they were the remake. They were running
after, yeah.
It was basically like think of like like that, basically, like vampires. Like,
yeah, well, not
your typical vampires. These motherfuckers are ravenous as fuck.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's the first thing that, you know, when I started seeing them, you know, in this movie, you first see them, it's like, bam! All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, hold on, man. These ain't your grandfather's, you know, fucking zombies here, man, or vampires, I should say. These guys, I mean, it was like, they're like part zombie, part vampire. It was really strange, man. I mean, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. It creeped me out. You know, sometimes, you know, you, like that in the trailer, you see, you know, the chick's head and it turns and then she smiles and oh dude, some of it is creepy as all get out, man. So yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, wow, man, how are you gonna get out of that shit? But it really kind of puts you in that situation. I mean, and again, like, you know, I mean, basically you're looking at, again, as you mentioned, like a post-apocalyptic type deal that, you know, has come about due to a pandemic of vampirism.
Right. And later on, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but I mean, for people that, I mean, goddamn, if you haven't seen it, I mean, goddamn, the movie
it's been
out
for
2011.
But I'm
still not going to, you know, because I mean, fuck, I hadn't seen it until fucking today. Mm-hmm. But whenever they explain some of the shit that had happened, it's some holy fuck type moment. You know what I mean?
There really is, man. The one part that really, you know, got me was, and there is one, they set up camp. And what looks like kind of a junkyard, I believe it was. And they booby trap all around because come nightfall, these motherfuckers are coming out. So they kind of booby trap and have like lines around the perimeter of their campsite with like tin cans and things like that on them to, you know, alert them, to wake them up, get them ready. Dude, all of a sudden you start seeing them. And Danielle Harris's character wakes up and she's pregnant through this whole fucking movie, right?
Right.
You know, her character, that is. But she wakes up, she's like, hey, there's no wind, guys. This isn't the wind going on here. And that's when everybody's on high alert, and to see them jumping up on top of the cars, like, you know, feral beasts. It was quite creepy, dude. I mean, you obviously crazy. Had to stake them, right? They're vampires. You got to stake them. Certain ones in the back of the neck, certain ones in the chest. They all had guns, but that ain't going to fucking work. There's a whole lot of shooting, but you couldn't kill them that way, you know?
Right.
So what Thomas say here? Go
ahead. Like, not with, like, you know, their mythos. And, like, I would have been, you know, like, fucking shit, like how there's like sabo rounds for fucking shotguns. I would have had, I would have said fuck it and made some fucking like steak shotgun slugs,
right? Yeah, no doubt, man.
If wood was the only thing, you know what I mean, that could kill them, you know, for whatever fucking reason, but you know, hell, if it's just a puncture through the fuck, you just got to puncture the heart, then yeah, then fuck, I figured, you know, fuck, shoot him. Yeah, like, shoot him in the fucking heart, but apparently that didn't fucking work.
Right. I mean, you could load these guys up and they just keep coming back. They had that zombie quality, you know, to them. Our good friend Tom Nally from This Is Tom's World. Over there.
Tom's World.
YouTube. Check him out. This Is Tom's World. Happy New Year to you too, my friend.
Okay.
And everybody in the chat, yes, this is our first show of the new year, so happy new year to everyone.
Happy fucking new year,
dude. Let's hand out some skulls before we take a short little break and play this new SAS Volume 4. There's a whole lot of haunt actors and scare actors from all over involved in the this year's scare actor Spooktacular is what it should be. Let's hand out some skulls here. I'll go. You picked it. I'll give you the last pick. I think just on the basis, I'm gonna give it like 4.5 skulls because, again, I think out of five, I think that the atmosphere, the music, the lighting, the camera work, everything drew you in, sucked you into where, and, you know, and then along with the character development, you felt invested in these characters, strife and what they were going through. And there was inter-character relationships. Kelly McGillis, who was only known as Sister because she was a nun, and the Martin, I believe, was the younger kid. Them two had kind of a little dynamic, just close. Cause obviously, you know, it's older, it's kind of a mother figure type, you know, mother son type. So you really got invested and you really felt, you know, bad for him when bad shit would happen to him. So I'm giving 4.5 skulls, man. I highly recommend everybody go out and check this one.
Hell yeah.
How many are you giving, brother?
Shit, man, I'm gonna go a little bit less than you, but I'm gonna give it 4 out of 5, man.
All right, yeah, that's awesome. So there you go. This is very much NLD suggested.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, number one, it's fucking free on Tubi. I mean, Tubi's free.
Absolutely.
So I mean, but it's definitely worth a fucking watch.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because I wanted to let everyone know. Yep. Absolutely. Watch it on Tubi. Tom said, I'm not far off from making my debut on This Is Tom's World. Well, my voice, anyway. I'm doing a little narration for him.
Oh, shit.
It's coming out quite well, if I do say so myself. So let's get up and stretch, take a real quick break. I think this video is about 4 minutes, man, 3-4 minutes. But
stick our wieners.
It is.
Whoa. What kind of show is this?
I don't know. What has happened? All right.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not even sure how. All right, let's go. Let's take a quick break. We're gonna watch this this scare actor spectacular.
No, fuck yeah,
check it out.
Oh.
All right, there we go. Woo, got me a something to drink. I'm in a damn coffin fit right there. Now, I don't know if you can you actually see the live beans or just on your phone. I mean, can you see it on another device? Were you able to watch that?
No, I'm just on my damn phone.
Oh, okay, I'll send you the I'll send you the link, my friend, so you can check it out and actually see it, because it doesn't fall short from any other year. I can tell you that it's equally as badass as you know, a lot of the other every other year that I've seen. Anyway,
no, I bet, man. Tyler and everybody else, man, put together some badass stuff, man. They fucking put a lot of work into this, man. These guys are fucking all awesome. Yes. Every one of them.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some familiar faces in there. We've seen one, Chaos, Squeaks. I thought D-Faced was supposed to be in there. Did I miss her picture in that? Or did she not drop out, or did she drop out? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, we have a lot of familiar faces. Vice Versa, who you saw in there as well. She was in the chat with us there. I don't know if she still is, but a lot of friends of NLD Renegade. I mean, just a whole shitload of you guys battling for one spot, man. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be real exciting. So good luck to each and every one of you guys, because you guys act absolutely like Jack amongst
the dead. Like the fucking Highlander, man. I mean, god damn, this shit's fucking brutal.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing what some of these guys doing, man. Okay, Chaos said, yes, it's in there. I must have missed it. I don't know. Some of them were going kind of quick. I missed it. But good luck to everyone in it. Once again. All right, we're in that last movie here, and this is there can only be one, right? This is our last movie. Well, we only did two, so I mean, what's that? Munchie the Clown. I get the munchies, man.
I know Pissy the Clown.
The Maze from 2010. This was kind of an interesting kind of an interesting topic, I guess, you know, not topic, but plot and story. The story is basically you got five friends who go and decide that they're going to wait till this corn maze is closed, and then they're going to pretty much trespass, and then they're going to play their own little version of tag. Or you know, hide and go seek kind of thing, right? And so what they do is their version of it just varies slightly. And I'm gonna, you know, after I give you a brief, and I'm gonna play the trailer for that one as well, so you got to get a better idea. But basically, what happens is their version of tag is you take, let's say I'm wearing, okay, this right here. If I was playing their version of tag, if I was it, I would have this on. Once I tag somebody, they take this, you know, they take that particular scarf. And in the movie's case, it's a necklace. So if you have the necklace, you're it. So, and with that, let me roll this, trailer right here.
Roll that beautiful game footage.
I knew it was Kelvin. God.
And that's a true story.
Well, there are crazy people like that out there. I mean, can you imagine walking out of breakfast and suddenly getting stabbed by some random sociopath?
This is the biggest corn maze in the county. Sometimes it takes people hours to get through.
Oh, it's closed, guys.
Thank you. We know.
Colin, what are you doing? Seeing a corn maze.
Did you hear that?
Stop. You're being paranoid. Oh, that's just creepy.
It'll be more fun if we split up.
Come on. No, guys, keep it down.
All right, this is one of those movies. As you could tell by the trailer, Jackal Monkey Beans, you can only hear it. It's a very intense movie.
I watched the trailer earlier. I didn't get a chance to watch the movie, but I watched the trailer and everything. But
exactly, as Thomas said, it does. It takes place pretty much all in one setting, other than, you know, some shots at a police station towards the end. It's basically all centered around this corn maze. Now, this, I know, all right, I got to go kind of go off a little bit here because ever since Children of the Corn came out, I have been literally like kind of scared of cornfields. I won't walk in them. It really kind of wigs me out that bad. And so this movie scared me, you know, a little bit, just gave me the eebie-jeebies on a whole different level than people who maybe don't, you know, mind cornfields.
Yeah, just simply because of that fact.
Exactly. And I've never been to a corn maze. Now, I probably could maybe do that, but I don't, you know, I'd have to be, you know, take a whole lot of medication for that. and hell, that's corny. Oh, just like that joke, Tom. but so yeah, this got me on a whole different level. And I want to explain though, see, this movie isn't, if you're looking for gore, which you kind of get, you know, the impression that maybe this has a lot of blood. It really doesn't. There's very little bloodshed. The violence and the brutality of the violence is definitely transmitted through a lot of off-screen kills. And you know what's going on. You just don't see certain things.
Right.
And I think that if done correctly, which I believe this movie did, you know, it can be very effective and be a hell of a lot, you know, scarier or just, you know, horrifying, terrifying, you know, than actually seeing the head come off, or because there is a decapitation in this movie, as you saw, well, you know, real briefly in the trailer. But again, I thought this is another movie. Both these movies have had really good lighting, really good atmosphere. You're looking at nighttime in a cornfield. There's a psychopath, you know, in this cornfield with you, and you don't know about it. And he's running around with a butterfly knife, stabbing fucking people.
Yeah, I mean, come the fuck on now.
I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, I dig that. And then there's a little bit of some backstories. Tyler's joined us as far as cornfields. He says, I miss true legit corn mazes in Alabama. I've never been to one. It would kind of wig me out. I'd have to go like during the day or something. I don't know. I couldn't do like no nighttime shit. Oh, this movie would just go through my head the whole time. But this was a very eerie, you know, movie for me. I suggest, you know, you guys watch this one as well. I don't want it. This one has like one of those murder mystery / serial killer horror movie type deal going on with it. So it does have that vibe. It's got a lot of twists and turns, of which that's why I can't go into too much detail, because it does throw you for a loop quite a few times, especially as it gets to the end. The build up to the end, I think there's a lot of jump scares. And we talked about the vamps in Stakeland, the first movie, how they ran after you. That's how this particular red hooded killer in the maze is. It's like all of a sudden he's standing there and he's looking at you. You don't see the guy's face. You see part of his face. You don't know who this person is, hence the murder mystery aspect of it. And all of a sudden, you know, there's that face off, like, uh-oh, you know, you're face to face, like, you know, a Mexican standoff, you know, you're just bam, there we go. And then all of a sudden he takes off like a bat out of hell towards you. And there was a couple good jump scares that got me. I was like, oh my God, you really got me on that one. And I can appreciate a movie. I mean, it's not hard to get some, you know, jump scare. That's not hard. You take the atmosphere down and then bam, spike it to 11 real quick. You'll get them every time.
All right.
But this was really good. I mean, I can't really say a whole lot more other than the acting. I thought, you know, there's not hardly really anybody that I recognize. You have people such as Seven Castle, who was the main character, the heroine, Brandon Sean Pearson, and Claire Niederpruem. It's directed by Stephen Shimmick. So not a lot of, like, you know, big names, not even, you know, to the tune of, you know, who was in Stakeland, but all in all, it was done good. You again, there was that character development there that I think worked out pretty good, man. So that's definitely one to I think check out. I'd give this one a little bit less than what I gave Stakeland, which was 4.5. I'm gonna give this one 4, not much less. But I'm gonna give this one 4 skulls. Because Stakeland got, you know, a little bit extra because, you know, of the gore aspect. This isn't, like I said, the maze is not your slasher movie. It is more like a serial killer murder mystery type deal. But it's very captivating, and you, like I said, you really feel like, you know, you're involved and in this corn maze. And being chased, and you can really picture yourself, I think, in there, just looking around. You're surrounded by corn, and you know somewhere out there there's a guy, you know,
waiting to stab the shit out of you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you kind of feel that, ooh, that kind of, you know, upset stomach, fam, like you want to poop yourself.
Right.
I mean, maybe not. Oh, I mean, maybe that's just me.
Oh, God.
Here comes the corn.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
No!
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Let's see. Thomas said, the ending of Someone is in Your House from 2021 takes place in a cornfield. Pretty good. It's a Scream-like Stephen King's small town nightmare movie. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to write that one down. Our good friend Tom, he said the best movies, horror or otherwise, can most times be the ones with a bunch of unknown actors in it. Absolutely.
Goddamn right.
And, you know, you can't, you can't really, you know, just look at a movie and say, oh, well, look at all them Oscar winners in there. Because then the movie's probably shit. You throw so much money at it, you know? I mean, it just, you tend to lose, I think, some of the... Rob Zombie said it once. He said, you know, if you go in on a small budget, your creativity tends to, you know, be amplified because you're trying to do more with less. If you go in with a lot of money, you can take down that whole hands-on creativity type shit and just throw a couple million dollars at it and call it a day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tyler said, yes, if done right, corn mazes can be downright terrifying. Oh, cornfields, period, sir, is downright terrifying to me.
Hopefully we'll do some justice, because we're going to have a corn maze in my haunt this year. So.
Oh, man. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so... you know, we may cut it short just a few minutes, because again, this was a show that, you know, we didn't think we were gonna do, because you were gonna be out of town, but
I got a wild hair up my ass. I said, you know what, fuck it,
let's do it.
It'll help me get my mind off some things, you know, for today. So
go ahead and
do one. You know, let us talk about some other shit.
That's right. And so we both recommend Stakeland. That came out in 2011.
I just had a lot of crazy shit going on today. So I didn't get a chance to watch The Maze 2. Mm-hmm. But the trailer was fucking phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. And it is a really good watch, especially if you like a lot of twists and turns and things that smack you upside the head and make you go, wow, they came out of left field with that one. That is the kind of movie I think, at least for me, it was. I was like, oh, wow, that, what the fuck? Okay. So, yeah, I think we both, just take my word for it, Jackamonkey. We both love The Maze. How about that? I'm a predicted already. You're going to love it.
Hey, if you say I'm going to like it, I'm more likely going to fucking like it.
I think it's a good watch. We all have different tastes, but I think this one's kind of a suspenseful horror thriller type deal. So if you like that kind of stuff,
Hell yeah. Good change, you know what I mean?
Exactly, it is. Yeah. It is a little bit of a change. I found
Stakeland. That's why I was like, you know what? I haven't watched a good fucking vampire movie in a while. You know what? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's definitely not your grandpappy's vamps, let me tell you.
Oh, fuck no.
this is a whole new... A whole new vampire with this one. But thank you, Jackamonkey, for that awesome suggestion for a movie. I had seen it once I started watching it. I realized, me and Mrs. Dreads have both seen it. But, again, it was always nice to, go back and watch it again. Great, great Hell pick. Yeah. And thank you, everyone in the chat. Again, don't forget.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yes, right here at Scurry Face. Come back. Let me see if I can spit this out. I told you the eggs are kicked in high gear right now. Some of you may not know what that means. But, don't forget Straps and Bruiser. They couldn't go on yesterday, which is their normal day that they go on. They had some weather issues out in the Midwest there. And, so they weren't able to take and go on, but fear not. They are coming at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time. Straps and Bruiser will be here on Scurry Face. So with that being said, I'm going to bid you all a farewell. Thank you again, everyone in the chat. I think it was some snow or something, man. All that cold air and some snow and temperatures dropping just like.
Yeah, it was even fucking in the teens here in fucking Texas last night, and it's supposed to get that bad again tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to get above like single digits as a low in the next day or so here. Yeah, it's going to be quite cold. So stay warm, guys, and hey, we're gonna we'll see you. Let's see. Well, yeah, next week. Oh, yeah, we do have a guest. That's right.
Goddamn right.
We do. Filmmaker, director, Josh Graves. He's got some indie projects that he's going to join us and talk to us about. Some Indiegogo campaigns to, talk about. It's going to be fun, because that's what we're doing here, man. We're giving indie horror a new home. So with that being said, thank you again. Jackamonkey, just hang on the line, don't hang up yet, and hey, I'm gonna take us out with this awesome intro that our friend Tom from This Is Tom's World, get over there and check out Tom's World and check out his YouTube page and give it a like and subscribe. We'll see you guys next week.
Scurryface presents Night of the Living Dreads podcast with your host, Otis B. Dreads, Jack L. Monkey, Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Indie horror has a new home.